Hello, welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your Game Master, and with me we have Colin, who plays Bedlam.
Hello, everybody.
Rob, who plays Damon.
Yoked.
Mike, who plays Weasel.
Hi, everyone.
And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Brightforce.
Hello.
So, y'all, what happened last time? For anybody who doesn't remember.
So Weasel went on a date. Finally.
We also got fired.
We got fired.
And it went well.
It got better.
Yeah.
You got fired, but you immediately got a new job, so it's okay.
Yeah, that has a 401k and a retirement plan.
Healthcare.
Really good healthcare.
Almost as good as the healthcare we had with the previous one.
It's equivalent considering Alano provides it for them.
It's almost like we didn't need to be fired anyway.
Okay, here's the real question. What's the life insurance plan?
Really good. Weasel went on a date. They got fired by Alano, even though Zeus didn't want to do it. He was told by the board he had to. Then they decided they were going to work for the FSA, and they went through orientation. That's all that happened last episode.
Oh, and then I might move in with Nine, and we can have sleepovers and make friendship bracelets.
You'll have to talk to Nine about that.
I'm so sorry, Nine.
All right. So, moving right along, it's probably 5 o'clock that day. What are y'all doing? As you went through the mandatory government...
2-hour orientation.
Well, plus the hour of... what's the word? Sensitivity training because you're capes. No, I'm sorry. That's a 3-hour course they make you sit through when you start.
Yeah.
3-hour sensitivity course, and it involves sexual harassment, you're being a cape, and someone's family just died, and how to deal with that.
Oh, we're in the back, and we're like sitting at computers, and we're just hitting next. Wait.
No, it's
a video, video seminar thing. We're sitting in the room and it's just playing on the wall and we're just like, I want popcorn. I want popcorn.
No, it's actually a live instructor who comes in and talks to you guys.
Oh.
Interesting.
And they do their best to keep it entertaining by giving questions out and like, okay, what would you do in this situation? And they explain whether you're right or wrong. It actually is like...
Weasel is the definition of wrong answer.
they keep it as interesting as they can.
Yeah.
So you'll actually fucking pay attention. What? Wait, you mean if you make something entertaining, someone's more likely to pay attention? What? Hold on, just blew my own mind. So, it is about, let's see, it's probably 6:30 at that point. Because it was a 3-hour seminar you had to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I'm sorry, it's 2-hour orientation, 3-hour seminar, 5 o'clock, 5 hours
eight,
on top
eight
of it. It's 8-ish when you guys finally are released.
Who's hungry?
They provided like sack lunch style dinner.
All right.
Government dinner.
Sack lunch.
This is delicious.
CC wants food.
They also did provide
domestic
mice for CC.
Mm. All right.
Are these lab grown?
Yes.
Interesting. Aw,
babies.
So we all had a disappointing lunch.
Dinner, yeah. No, you had a great lunch.
It was good.
Oh yeah. We had a great lunch but a disappointing dinner.
Very.
Hey, it was very nutritious, and that's all you need to get through the day.
Right.
So says the vegetarian.
I need a flash bomb. I need to develop a flash bomb.
Flash bang, you mean?
Yeah, sure.
Which is definitely the nickname when it's just Bright Force and Weasel together. Their nickname is Flash Bang.
I like it.
Because she's the flash and he's
the bang. Paul, how many times have you tried to make this joke?
I got a sign.
I enjoy it.
You do?
Got the boom,
you enjoy it when he's making this joke?
Yes.
Yes.
Each time I enjoy it, so I'm going to keep doing it as long as I want. Okay, so, it's 8 o'clock. Y'all could go get some better food, or could go to, get ice cream or something, or you're not required to patrol right now, because you just, you got to do 3 this week. They want them to be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or, I'm sorry, probably Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, probably.
Okay. Well, it's... Sunday now.
So you would miss this week. So it'd be Sunday. Wednesday is the next required one.
Okay. I thought they probably have people. They schedule everything.
Yes. And they're like, you could, that this would fill a hole, these 3 days.
Well then, looks like a plan. Yes. Food sounds good. Ice cream.
Even better.
Wait a minute. I know a place. Nope, that wasn't it. Nope, Atlas Smoothies.
Atlas Smoothies, they don't do ice cream, but they do a good smoothie.
Eh. Okay.
There's also a barbecue place that's called Fire and Ice. They do they do barbecue and ice cream.
Ooh, that sounds good. How does Cece feel about barbecue?
Barbecue mice are delicious. What? Barbecue mice are delicious.
Okay. Sorry, that just all kind of blended into one sound. I
actually understood the first time.
Brain not comprehending.
Really? Was it the wheel spinning?
The wheel is spinning, but the hamster's dead.
Going bonk, bonk, thunk.
So yes, that actually sounds good. And
I haven't decided where that's going to be. I'm going to say that's like right at the edge of Neil Milan and the Suck. Like, it's in that, like...
I am certain they probably don't have food for Cece there.
Cece can eat, like, chicken. She can't. Right. She just doesn't usually.
Right, but...
You can say it's
how she knows the difference.
Oh, no, come on now. You could trick her.
She's a connoisseur. She's smarter than I am.
I don't...
That's not hard.
I don't mind jumping.
Would say jumping.
I don't mind it. It needs sauce, though. It doesn't have much flavor itself.
Yeah.
Before we leave, I will try to get set up a thing with the FSA investigators to see if they can figure out any additional information.
Yeah, they give you a time. Let's say it's tomorrow. It's Monday tomorrow at 3:00.
Okay.
And you'll have an investigator for an entire 2-hour period to get as much information on them as you want.
I'll go to 9, find her office. 9!
And if there is any way to upgrade security so it doesn't happen again, or would they just recommend moving out? Because now my place is...
Yeah, they recommend... Before you even leave, you're going to be stopped by Bridget as you before you leave the door. It's just, you may want to move into the FSA housing that's provided to you. Just... Anything you need, anything that's personal, go get it. But anything else, just let it die there. We will sanitize the place.
Weasel can sanitize.
El Combustion is better at it.
He's got people for that. But that's what you recommend.
Reconstruction.
It was deconstruction?
Reconstruction.
Reconstruction.
Yeah, it's one of my better fucking puns, I gotta say. It's right here.
It was Collins.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. It's one of Collins' better puns, and I wrote it down. I liked it that much. Bridget recommends that Damon actually move into his FSA-provided housing.
He will think about it.
Okay, that's all she has for you. Anyone else have anything? Oh, so...
I go up to 9, and I'm just like, 9! Why didn't you tell me? I could have moved in with you.
No, you can't.
I could have moved in with you.
Untrue.
What do you mean untrue?
It's a one-bedroom apartment. No.
They have FSA-provided apartments.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, mental link. They make bunk beds.
They make bunk beds, 9?
No, I won't do it. I'll quit. I will quit.
Why?
I will quit.
I'm quiet.
I don't believe you have a quiet mode.
I do have a quiet mode.
No, I need my meditation time.
And then you can meet
Tell
Allison.
You have stealth mode.
No.
I have stealth mode.
No.
I have stealth mode.
Roll at disadvantage.
No.
She's got booze of all kind.
I do!
But that's only to move silently. It doesn't actually make you silent.
No, but it makes you stealth.
No, you can meet my dog. And you can meet Allison.
No.
Allison's my friend. You can meet
my
dog.
No. No.
9.
No.
Please.
No.
I want to. Still we can be friends.
We can be friends. We cannot live together.
Why not?
I need my time.
Why?
No.
Quiet.
Still no. I'll report this to Bridget that I said no.
Just bring Tucker with
him. Still no.
Do you want to meet my dog?
Kind of, but no.
He's a good boy. He does all the good tricks.
I'll meet him at the park.
You can also meet my brother, who is also a dog, and he does also good tricks. And then you can meet my other brother, who is a bear.
No.
He doesn't do any tricks.
He doesn't do any tricks. He's just a crazy bear.
He's just
bear.
A grump.
I will meet them at the park. I will not meet them at my house. I'm sorry. No. No.
I'll no. be quiet.
Still no.
Okay, I'll stay in my room.
There's only one room. And the answer is no.
I'll stay on my bunk. You can have the top bunk. Nine, I know you like the top bunk.
No.
No.
Let Nine. It go. Let it go.
Oh. And then I already had started a friendship bracelet. I just set it on her desk. And then I leave. And it says N-I. I didn't finish it. I just set it and leave. I'm like, bye, Nine.
So, as about 10 o'clock that night, you're going to get a text from Nine. Damn it. And then an address.
Wait, it says just damn it and then an address?
Yes.
It's an abandoned deconstructed warehouse.
It is one of the lower floors from the FSA HQ.
Mm-hmm.
The Alano Arcology.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it says. And then it has a key attached to the text.
A key?
Like, so you could bump your phone and unlock the door.
Cool.
Grumble, grumble, grumble. She does not reply if you send her anything.
Just like the shocked face emoji. So like the little hands on the face and the mouth open.
Okay, so moving past Bright Force, Damon, where'd you go?
It's late o'clock at night.
It's 8 o'clock at night, yeah.
Late
o'clock at night, yes. Thanks, Rob.
He will go back to his apartment.
Okay.
For a little bit.
I need you to roll perception, please.
You're funny.
Because I have a planned encounter for you.
That's a 15 on the die, plus I think it's a 0 for the skill.
Good, I don't think you can see them there. Nope. Nope. This is the yellow player killer dice. That was a 16, that was a 19, an 18, and a 16.
So it's a 16... Because my perception is actually a plus one.
Good. So there's no fucking way you see these. I'm sorry, is it one or two? Correction, I only need to roll twice. So that is a 25, 29 and a 28? You didn't
Jesus.
See that. Okay, good. You didn't see that. Let's roll this one with...
It's nice knowing you, Damon.
Yeah, it's not gonna go well.
He's
using the yellow dice killer, player killers. That's sweet, sweet dice noise.
I don't like it.
What?
This is scary.
Well, I mean...
It's a lot of dice.
Oh, you son of a bitch. What's your armor class?
19.
This is some bullshit. My dice turned on me.
What'd you roll?
That's a total of 17. I miss you, right?
Yep, I'm a 19.
Fuck me.
Try again.
Now do I get another perception to see them? Because they failed an attack.
That was the first one. There's more than one.
Okay, so you're not rolling all of them at the same time. You're correct. Rolling and damage. Got it.
So a 25 hits you, correct?
Almost a shield.
25 still hits you.
I know, I'm joking.
You got lucky on the dice rolls, though. So that is 12, 15, 17, 18, 19. Take 34.
And he's unconscious.
Nope.
As a lance of energy strikes through your upper shoulder and out, and like out your lower side, like it is. Every bit of a sharp shot straight through you. You can roll perception with advantage to try and spot where it came from. Because you do have a hole through you that tells you what direction to look.
Nope. That's a 6 plus a 1 for a 7.
You've got no idea.
I'm going to bonus action Misty Step out of line of sight, hopefully. It's from behind me, so I'm going to try to go around the building.
It's from... You know it's coming from above you.
Above me? So I'm still going to try to go into a building.
Okay.
Or around a corner.
Okay.
Somewhere to break line of sight.
Yeah, you don't. You're not shot again.
Once I'm on the other side, I will start healing myself.
Okay.
And I need to borrow a D8.
And by the way, that happened right outside your apartment building.
Understood. I like your die. 26 hit points.
Is that the same as your die? Or is no, it's the other one. Okay.
It's the blue one. The dark navy blue one.
Sorry, doing math in head. Yeah, 27 hit points, huh? I will, once I'm haven't been shot again, I will send a quick message to the party saying, been shot at...
But, and it was dead silent. Usually the energy beams have some noise from, like, from production. There wasn't any.
Yep. And then I'll give a address.
Mm-hmm.
From across my apartment complex. Not my actual complex.
One of them's been to your apartment.
Bedlam has, yes.
Yes. So Bedlam puts it together pretty quickly. He puts it in his GPS. He's like, it's a fucking cross the goddamn street. Okay.
How many turns does it take us to get there?
It's 15 minutes. You're not close. Well, it depends on where you went. Where did Brayforce go?
I went back to...
Allison's house? Or...
I went to visit my dad at the hospital.
So your dad is out of the hospital. He is in his apartment.
I'm checking on him.
Which apartment?
The one that...
Reconstruction owned?
Yeah, it has been reconstruction owned perfectly.
Yeah.
New locks. I'm reinforced walls and ceilings.
Making sure that everyone's okay.
Yeah, everyone is fine.
Yep.
And you have a room there.
Yeah. And I was about to settle in for the night, but then I get the text.
Yep. And that's probably about 9 o'clock at night that happens. Weasel, where were you?
Well, I assume we went for food, right?
You did. That's why I said okay. About 9. It'd be about 10 o'clock, because you went to get food, and then you went. So you went to get food, and then where'd you go after that?
Probably would have gone home.
Okay. So you're dead across the city. Oh, no, you're on the east, still on the western portion of the city.
Stacks.
Well, yes, but Stacks is in the southwestern. He's in the northwest.
I'm just saying where my apartment was in case people forgot.
Yeah. And Bedlam, where were you?
I went back to my apartment to go to bed.
In the arcology or... Yeah.
In the arcology.
So you are equidistant from where... what's his name? Weasel went. But different way. You are, due east, but very far. And he is... north, we're just gonna do north almost.
By the way,
yes,
I have my game face on.
Oh. Just in case.
Yep. Damage resistance is still damage resistance.
Yeah, that's nice.
But it's probably not an applicable type because it's a beam weapon.
Piercing.
Oh, then I'm fine.
Because it went through your body. That hurt a lot.
Yeah. And then I recovered mostly in one roll.
Yeah. Your bike's still out in the street.
I command it to follow me, and
it doesn't answer.
I'm out of Misty Step.
But that was the exact right move to get out of that. Yeah.
I'm holding position until something else happens.
Okay, so
my transformation lasts for an hour.
The person who's actually closest would be. Oh well, no, I'm sorry. Bright Force is like only less than 5 minutes from you.
I'm on the way.
You jump on the cape
when
shaft.
It starts, oh my god! When she gets close, you have the bike command to collapse.
Because you can do that.
You send it to command, and then she can just grab it while he's going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd say I'd do it, but I'm too weak. Fuck that.
Oh, that's like three of us have an 8 strength.
She literally puts you all on her back.
I got that.
Gosh, my back hurts. Carrying all the shit.
Okay, so nothing. She's not shot at. Nothing happens. She gets your bike just fine. Brings into the parking garage. Wait, is this a parking garage? No, it probably isn't a parking garage. It's probably a public parking.
Correct.
So
how much HP do you have?
I've healed myself.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, she just like she just breaks them down into bags and walks in the door.
Yep. And right at the entryway, I'm figuring reassemble the bike, and then you just ride with me to another location.
Okay.
Or we.
So you are you're not looking for where you're shot from? You're not trying to find the sniper's nest?
I will take another step back out now that I'm also transformed and I have reinforcements. And we'll take a look now before I
try to... You can roll investigation.
Thank God, right?
Yeah, not perception. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, he kind of tells you where... You're going to roll perception. He's rolling investigation.
18 plus 8 for 26.
That'll do it. 12
plus 3 is 15.
So that is you're gonna spot one of them, the one he got hit from, because you have like a line. But Damon, you're gonna get the other one as well. There's two separate sniper's nests, one three buildings over, and on the roof, and then the one that she's gonna the one that she spots as well is from a balcony about five stories up, about one building over.
Okay. Do I see any fire escapes or any quick way to get up there?
Yeah, there's a cave shaft you can take up. There's a ladder.
Okay.
Or you could just take the stairs.
I jump.
Take me with you!
She really could.
I do want me to... I'll take you... Yeah!
Roll power.
16 plus 6 is
22. Yeah, you jump straight to the... I'm assuming you're going to the one that's like only five stories up first.
Yeah.
You jump straight to it.
Jump.
Woo.
You literally went, poof,
and
you
fucking boosted. Spider monkey.
You put the one arm down below you and just boosted yourself up. You land up there, and there is, the only marking that there's even someone here is there's a cigarette butt.
Okay, so we don't see the people. We saw where they shot from.
It wouldn't be a cigarette butt, because that would have DNA. There is what looks like obvious, like...
Scuff marks?
Scuff marks for where the tripod was set, or the bipod was set. And then there is a, that's all. Yeah, you see where, and you see obviously that the lock is broken on the window.
I will take note of this, and I will point out where the other one I've located was.
You can boost to it. Roll.
That's not good. 3 plus 6 is 9.
That would make you fall off the building. Would you like to use an inspiration to try and succeed?
Yes, please.
Do you have one?
I hope.
I thought everyone had one at this point.
Nope.
I'm sitting on two. I can give you one if you don't have one.
Where would that be in here?
I will use one of my two inspirations on you.
All right, roll again.
Okay.
You're looking for a 10. I mean, I'm not making it difficult.
I literally rolled a 10. 10 plus 6 is 16.
Yeah, you're good. You boost up. Yeah. It was a little hairy when Damon's like, hey, get it there. And you're like, okay, and you boost again.
What the fuck was that?
All right, cool. So you get up there and you see the same bipod markings, but you also see a note with your family crest on it.
I scoop it up as soon as I notice it and not have it be seen if I can.
Okay.
Any additional information on the note?
Oh yeah. I have something written out for it.
All right.
Which I will read to you. I'm not going to make headphones off because I'm not that guy. So this is character knowledge just for Damon. He can tell you guys if he wants to. It says, "Dearest Deimos, I hope you enjoyed your little romp as a cape. That ends now. I'm going to take away everything you care about. I've already started, but you'll never know where. Serena."
All right.
You good?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Many swear words.
Yeah.
You kind of growled a little bit. I just wanted to be sure you're okay.
Yeah, you hear swearing in non-English.
Hmm.
What language? I'm curious.
Yes.
Farsi, something funky, you know.
It'd probably be Greek because of the actual history, but probably Latin because of the actual history.
Yeah. You keep hearing what sounds like medical terminology.
Yeah. Well,
all of a sudden, a demon rises out of the platform.
Did you see where they could have gone? Did they just disappear?
Any indication which way?
No matter how hard you look, there is zero indication.
All right, well, they're gone. As far as I can tell.
Okay.
Thank you for the reinforcements.
No problem.
And you can smell distinctly, which you've trained with all firearms, with all different Correct. Weapons. It smells like, there's a particular, modification you can put on a weapon that it does wear out over time that will increase the range. They probably could have shot you from almost double the distance they did without any issue.
Okay.
So that would be like a focusing lens or some kind of...
So everybody arrives and you kind of all congregate in the lobby of Damon's building. Where would you meet them? Across the street?
Well, like now that we know it's a safe location, the shooters are gone.
They are.
I would head to the archaeology. Medical support.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it looks like when you get scanned, there was a tracker put on one of them. And on the shot that hit you had a tracker in it.
Cool.
That it left behind. So they ripped that out of you, which hurts a lot, but then they heal you, so you're okay.
Yep.
Or maybe you heal yourself, even.
Yeah, I'd heal myself.
Yeah. So you're like, fuck, shit, damn, fuck, yep. Fuck, damn. In Greek. Or Latin.
Oh, it's the same stuff he said before.
The lights start to flicker.
Same medical terms.
Things start to glow red.
Yeah, you're real mad, and it hurts a lot.
By the way, I am also in my transformed state, which you've maybe seen once before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do twice.
A pentagram forms on the ground.
The devil rises.
Devil.
Just to remind you of the last line of the note. I'm tempted to send this to you so you'll have it.
Do it.
Yep.
Do it.
Just the part that's relevant is, I've already started. Oh, I'm sorry. That ends now. I'm going to take away everything you care about. I've already started, but you'll never know where.
I need to borrow a burner phone.
Just like a vending machine outside with, yep. Like, Cricket wireless phones. You can just... Here you go.
Yep. I send my friend a text.
You do not get a reply.
And...
using their code words.
Basically.
You do not get a reply.
Okay, well, I don't know where to go from there, so... I don't know who he's been with, so I can't go anywhere from there.
No, but you know who to ask. We're kind of in the right place, just gotta go a floor or two down.
He's not registered with the FSA, or...
Yeah, but neither is your true identity.
Well, yeah, it is now.
They might have information. Information that nobody else should have.
You're that right. Is accurate.
Yeah. He will go up to see if Bridget's still there.
Bridget,
or Nine. Nine, actually.
Yeah, you have an address for Nine.
Teal.
Yep.
Down. Down.
It's Nine.
You go knock on the door for that.
Yep.
Brave Force gives you the.
No, I have the key. I'm gonna do with the key thing.
No, I send her a message first, asking you available.
Of course, and she gives you an address.
Is it the same one?
It's the same address.
Okay. Just had to make sure.
Weasel is sitting there trying to hold Bright Force back and failing.
And I'll also send messages. Wait, message of, have you been read in on my family?
Okay.
Yes.
Hold on.
All of your family.
Okay. I'll be there in 5, 4.
As the elevator comes down.
You do not have +8 for athletics, right?
You know what I have for athletics?
No.
-1.
I rolled a 2.
Wow.
So 10.
All right. I got a total of 2. I rolled a 3.
I'm okay. Like, I wasn't even sure.
So you unlock the door and you open it, and it's a well-appointed apartment. Which has, it looks like it has 4 or 5 bedrooms, and there's a ton of moving boxes.
Oh, so much for one bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's a ton of moving boxes.
Well, look who's here.
Nine is there, she points at you and says, your room's over there. And it is the farthest room from where it looks like the master bedroom is in the back.
Yeah.
And she's like, your room's over there. It's way in the fucking corner. Like, as far as humanly possible from her room.
I squee, and then I run. Are you trying to catch me?
I'm done. Weasel, fell. He's laying on the ground.
Damon,
like,
follow me.
Fuck this.
And she walks. Damon to the back to her back to her sanctum, which has been. It's the only place that has anything unpacked. And it's got like a meditation rug, and it's got like stone, you know, crystals and stuff set up. It is very spiritual back here.
And he senses it and respects it.
Okay, so she sits down cross-legged on the rug,
it's
in
like
front.
Shoes removed at the door.
Matches her, yeah. And stands.
Says
shoes removed at the door. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. She's no longer stealthy.
Clank, clank, clank. you just have to put your armor away.
Oh. Wait, no, I'm in my room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on. So, we'll get to you in a second. So she comes back, Damon, or Deimos, what do you need to know? What was so important?
My family has contacted me.
Well, that, which part of it?
My sister.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, I just got a bullet pulled out of me with had a tracker in it.
Well, I mean, projectile weapons don't really work. It must have been some kind of hard light tracker.
Yeah.
That's high tech.
Yeah, I would like somebody to probably reverse the tracking, see if we can track their tracker device.
We've got a few technomancers on staff who could take a look at it.
It would be appreciative. But
your sister hasn't been in the States in the last year.
Yeah, I've not been in contact with her since many years.
Since we were six. I mean,
we've kept track of her for years because of how dangerous she could be.
Yeah. So.
Last we saw, she was in Peru?
Peru.
By the way, Peru has come up a lot, and I hope you all have figured that. Picked up on that. Okay. Seems like she spent a lot of time around the Nazca lines. Which, since the Surge, have been glowing, so.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's news to me.
It's a pretty well-kept secret. They have actually had a pretty powerful mage throw an illusion over it.
Makes sense.
So it looks the same from the sky.
She also left a message.
She reads it. Who are you... Okay, who would you consider dear to you in this world? It's probably not a very big list.
Leo.
Okay, he, as far as we know, is under...
He has not replied to a message sent him from a burner phone with our code.
Well, that's not... Because he was under... He was being kept safe, from what we understood.
Yeah. Him and I have we're going to meet up on Tuesday. We have not
tomorrow.
Sent him... It's Monday now?
No, it's like about midnight. Oh, I guess you're right. But Tuesday, okay.
Cool. And we haven't seen each other in years. The original plan was... Luminized pizza at my old apartment, which, yeah, that's where I got shot.
Yeah, okay. Who else?
It's a, as you said, it's a very narrow list.
I know.
The only other one, which, in order to contact this one, he actually opens up a internet browser and starts messing with an online page. She's a technomancer.
Oh.
It's her personal homepage, and he's just like
messing around with it.
Virus bomb.
you're going to get a text on whatever phone you're using that just says help. That, and then it starts to type more, and then it stops.
We need to go.
She was in town yesterday.
Who?
Grace.
Claire.
Claire.
She was helping install the technology into people's armors and shit. She was part of the shopping trip.
Correct. Okay. I will try to subtly leave a message where? In the...
No response. Basically, whoever she's with saw her use her powers and probably knocked her out.
I need to get in contact with Sia Corvin. I'm telling 9.
She pulls out her phone and dies. Dials a number and puts it in front of you.
One of his employees. It's one of his newer employees.
Yeah, she puts it on speaker. Ring, ring. 9, you don't usually call me. What's wrong?
This is Damon. I'm with 9 right now.
Okay.
One of your newer employees is in danger.
Which one? I just hired like 35 people.
Claire. I will have to re-pull up the last name.
You can almost hear his mind whir. And you list off, like...
You hear the fan speed up.
especially since I did not pick the name remembering who his sister was when I picked the name.
I've only hired one Claire this one. Important. it's just Technomancer, Artificing, specializes in armor and weapons.
Yes, that's her.
What do you mean she's missing?
She's in danger.
She should be in her supplied housing.
Can I get a location right now?
Let me flip the camera on. The living room has a camera. Which she approved of, to be clear.
Okay.
And it points at the door. It's a security system. Her house is trashed. Her assigned apartment is trashed.
No sign of life in there?
No blood either. And it's like a hollow call in front of you, and you see his eyes have gone like silver. He's obviously doing this but it's gone like almost full silver with how fast the text is scrolling through. He says, "There's nothing moving in there."
Don't have her load jacked or anything like that.
That was next week. Oh, sorry. I don't know what you're talking about. I can track the last time her unique IP hit, or her unique address.
Well, that should help because I'm not there.
Craig, that's her last name. I had to pull it up.
Yeah, Claire, Craig, Claire Corbin. How close are those?
Yeah, that wasn't the plan.
I know, but it worked out.
Yeah.
He says, "Looks like she was at a bank. That doesn't make any sense. It's like 10 o'clock at night.
She's under duress." If she's a technomancer at a bank, you know how much money she can withdraw?
Well, most banks have a lockdown after 8 o'clock.
Technomancer doesn't care. If she's held at gunpoint.
It looks like it's the Riverside National Bank downtown.
How long ago?
About a minute and a half ago.
When you got your message?
Exactly when you got your message. But it's not active anymore.
Yeah, we're going to be on our way. If any reinforcements, because...
All my teams are out. I've been very busy with the launch.
Yep. Alright, well, we'll be contacting FSA. We are now currently under their employment.
Good to know.
Will 9 give me this number so I can keep you apprised, or...
You have my number.
You have his number on your phone already.
Okay, I wasn't sure if this was a different line or not.
It's the exact same... I'm sorry. It has a slightly different ending. It's got, like... If yours ends in, like, 4821, this is 4819. Like, this... She has maybe a higher priority number, but it goes to the same place.
Yep. Okay. We'll keep you apprised.
Understood.
Hell, he's probably got a whole phone server bank, whatever, that he just, like, it all just plugs directly into his brain.
No shit. And it comes from certain rooms, he knows who it's coming from. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
I'm assuming Bright Force is, like, playing in her room, like, getting, you know, organizing things and looking around and trying to design it, and Weasel's just like, fuck it, I'm taking a nap.
No, I'm absolutely playing my ukulele.
Oh, God.
Look at the mother's name. We're on the roll, right, guys?
What?
Roll
what?
Out!
Okay.
Friend in danger.
Huh?
Oh!
Mind link up.
Wait, what's going on? He just went into that back room. What's going on?
He's been in there for two or three, for like 4 or 5 minutes.
I have a close relative.
We were just standing in the living room.
A good friend of mine is in danger. We need to go. I would like you guys to come with me. I'm going regardless.
Okay.
Mind link is up.
9?
Okay, sounds good.
9 says, I'll find your other friend.
Okay. Makes sense.
And she turns into lightning and goes through the wall.
Cool.
I'm picturing there's like a specialized
conduit
/ outlet that she just...
It's labeled with a big-ass lightning bolt.
I don't recommend.
No wonder she and Zeus get along so well.
That is exactly why. Because if one of them has an outburst near each other, they don't hurt anybody. Because lightning hits, she goes,
Thank you.
Power suit is at 400%, sir.
Bikes.
Mount up.
Yep.
The Riverside National Bank is in Olympus. So it's just down the road. It's probably about at the speed limit, it's about a 6-minute drive. At the speed you're going to use, it's about a 1-minute drive.
Yeehaw.
As you just go up and down, fucking like you're you know, bunny hopping over small things.
We're having a hopping contest.
I would like driving checks from everybody, please, including Colin.
We are
considered
dexterity plus proficiency.
Just plus proficiency minus one for you,
unless you're in a sidecar.
Are you in a sidecar?
We're on your own.
I'm driving on my own.
18 plus 7 for
25. That's nice. Was that the 17 or no?
Hey, I got
plus proficiency.
12 plus 8 for 20.
Yeah, you're fine, Colin.
14 then?
You're fine.
12 plus 8, 20.
Bright Forest nearly gets sideswiped by a semi-truck, but she manages to slip by. Mm-hmm. Because she's real short, and she actually just ends up power sliding underneath it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, it's a very cool scene. I'll give you 20 something interesting that happened. As Rob is actually a little bit worried about Claire. So we got Weasel. What was your total?
20.
You do something. You end up like having to like do a pivot on your front tire to skip and to like scoot around something, and you have to put power to the front tire and just kind of pull it around, and which you do artfully because that's what you do.
Because he has expertise.
Colin, you end up having to like do something very similar because you have a bicycle that is a fixed wheel, so you can go forward and backward. You end up like riding backward for a little bit because you're trying to get through a gap, and you end up flipping it around and then keep going.
Some premium Rush shit here.
Exactly. That movie is so good. It didn't do very well, but it's such a good movie. Colin, if you want to imagine what Bedlam looks like on a bike, watch that movie, and you'll understand what I'm thinking.
I'm just going to keep saying parkour in my head.
And then, Damon, with the 25, you are just lightning. I mean, you're slipping through gaps that you really shouldn't, but you're going 200 miles an hour, and everyone else is doing 30. So it's like, you know, you're going through red lights. You're just ignoring red lights' existences.
I think I'm still transformed. It lasts for an hour or so.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You are still transformed then.
Yeah.
So we got this hulking monster leading the pack.
Yeah.
You know.
And then I go under a semi truck.
You just power slide under a semi truck and just come out totally fine.
Yeah.
And I went around it. What'd you do? I went through it.
That's basically what she did. She was like, fuck it. She's like, I'm strong. I'll just push myself back up. Let's go. So you make it to the bank, and the bank is all the lights inside that are usually on for security purposes are on, but the front door is the security shutter is just blown out. There is a man-sized hole in the middle of it. I'm sorry. There's a truck-sized hole in the middle of it.
That's one big person.
Correction. It's like 8 foot wide. And the door behind it is just completely destroyed.
Should we call for backup?
We have...
I have something neat. Everybody after your orientation was given access to Jen. Mm-hmm. Which, Jen is the AI. If you need to, if you need backup, you'd say, Jen, call for backup at this location.
Yep. I would have, on the way there, say, stand by for... reinforcements or backup at the bank.
Understood. We have one additional CAPE team on duty. They'll be there in 12 minutes. If need be, we can have a quick response team there in 3.
Be prepared. It's just trying to have everything set up in case they need. We need to be assistance.
And if it's an immediate need, we do have one teleporter on standby.
Okay.
But he doesn't have a team with him. So you'd get him.
Alright. We'll keep him this month.
Understood. And Jen says, I'm always listening, so keep me in the loop.
As we switch to mental communication.
Yep.
But you know that if you need to say something out loud, Jen will know what's happening.
Yep.
And also Jen is recording.
So now we have visual and audio.
So you are in a bank.
Any additional activity do we see in there? Like, any movement?
You do not see any movement in the front of the bank. Though it's one of those really big fancy banks, so they're all the money's kept in the back. So this is like a big lobby you're in. Okay, so you guys come into the bank and you hear some roll perception, everybody.
It just worked. Come on. 5 plus 1 is 6.
No, wrong answer.
You said perception?
Yes.
I am rolling
for shit. Do not look over here. I am just laying it out for me to use.
I can't see, actually see what's on it.
10 plus 4 is 14.
What'd you hit, Natalie?
2 plus 3 is 5.
Colin, save it. Save the team. Come on.
So if I could use my past perception, I would. I only got a 16 total.
Okay. Well, that's better than everyone else at the table.
Hey, mine's pretty close.
I mean, is it a passive noise, or is it someone specific? Because it's hard for me to beat my passive perception.
Passive would be if I was trying to surprise you. That's what you would get for free.
Is it also ambient noises?
Yeah. I guess you're not actively trying to listen for anything. Well, yes, but you are. You came inside, you're trying to find stuff. That's why you have to roll. See, I never know when to use passives. Maybe that's something we'll have to look at.
From what I understand, passive perception, sorry for speaking over you there, it is a default perception. So, what is it? If I'm walking around, I always have a perception check of 22.
Correct.
But just like if I'm trying to look through a crowd to spot someone, unless that 22 gets them, I get to roll. That's my interpretation of the rule, at least.
I'm gonna have to look at it, but we'll do that for now. So what you're going to hear is you're going to hear some odd thumping coming from the back, coming from the underside of the, from like way in the back of the bank.
Thumping?
Yeah, thumping. And then you hear the sound, you know, okay. I mean, Colin knows what the sound of a water saw sounds like. Bedlam doesn't. Do you know what a water saw sounds like?
I don't think I do either.
Oh, okay. So you hear some weird...
I don't know.
Some weird, like, water noises.
Would Bright Force know?
No. It's very specific. It's a very high-tech tool. Damon could roll history. No, Damon could roll tech.
Same number.
Okay.
With advantage.
That's a 19 plus...
I'm going to say like 13, isn't it? Something ridiculous like that.
11, so...
30?
30 even?
So, you got it with your 30. You know that that sounds just like a water saw, but it doesn't sound like a commercial water saw. It's probably a super with a water saw, the ability to make a water saw. Or function like one.
In the mental ink, super water saw ability. Quick text to Jen. Or not. Yeah.
You can text her, yeah. That works.
Quick text to Jen because I don't want to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Cowl, most likely water-based powers. Precision water beam.
Knowing that you don't want it said out loud. Oh, no, it's in your earwig, so you can hear it. It says, the only cowl we know who's currently unaccounted for with powers like that is Hydrolocus, the member of the Elemental Terrors.
Understood. Doesn't say it, but text him it.
Her compatriots are Terralocus, Pyrolocus, and Aerolocus.
Does somebody need to call the Furies and tell them about the branding issues?
I'm going to activate my Crimson Rite.
Okay. Does it make noise?
Doesn't say it.
I'm asking you as a flavor thing. Does it make noise?
It causes self-injury. He's disciplined enough that he wouldn't react to the pain because he's used it forever.
Okay.
I think when he first learned it, yes, because it's him hurting himself to activate. Yeah. But
okay.
I view it more of him
No, I like to imagine he's literally igniting part of his blood to trigger it.
Yep. So, the first one will be my melee gear.
Okay.
Because I'm actually in my transform state.
You gonna do another one or no?
I'm tempted to do all three.
Roll some d6s.
Yep. Actually, it might be d8. No, it's d6s. It's
d6s.
It was a d4 before.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm doing all three. So I have full ranged options, and I am doing my lightning. So I go down 14 hit points.
Oof.
And then 27 left. Then I will use a healing word.
Probably.
Healing word to heal myself back up.
As he uses four bonus actions to do this.
Yeah.
Oof.
No, that's great.
That's good.
15?
Yep.
60, yeah, 15.
15.
Which is more than you took, so.
Yep.
Cool. So
still not full, but.
Okay, so what do you guys do? You have a bank in front of you. You know that they are behind, probably back by the vault.
In the mind link, I go, are we barging in or are we being sneaky?
I would say sneak.
Hmm. We can attempt to sneak in and flank them.
Okay.
So, we're sneaking in. Yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I will activate my Cloak of Elvenkind and sneak ahead.
I have my big fucking sword out.
Bzz. Wah, 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 wah. Energy charged and everything.
That's a 9 on the die, so 17 on stealth.
I got 15 plus 8.
Oh, we're doing
for 23.
Stealth. Okay.
I've got 2 perceptions to make.
I'm half tempted to use my other inspiration now.
No, don't bother.
They rolled a 20.
What's the lowest I've got to deal with?
12 minus 1.
Okay.
Is 11.
6 plus 7 is 13.
Okay.
Holy fuck.
Colin, how'd you do on stealth?
Oh, I thought I said that. I got 23.
Yeah, okay.
Do you not hear me?
No, I did. I didn't that time, but it's fine.
I did not either, so.
I did, but.
Okay,
so,
11 first.
You guys sneak up. You're gonna be advancing through, like, a cube farm behind, you know, the teller where the bank employees work until you get back into the vault area where you hear that high pressure squealing of a water saw. And then you finally hear someone say, "Fuck yes, we're finally in."
All right.
And you hear a big, like, a big boom. And then a of the door of the vault door opening.
If I start glowing, keep 10 feet distance unless you want to be injured from me.
You do know Colin is immune. He's been in the area of it.
I don't remember for sure. I think he was at the very edge.
But he did walk into it and didn't get hurt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Except Bedlam.
Well, don't tell me what to do.
Oh. You don't threaten me with a good
time.
3
radiant damage at the end of my turn.
Yeah.
Creatures within 10 feet of me.
Okay, so you dance and you're coming down this little, like, slope towards a vault door that has been thrown open, and you see in front of you 2 people in one in a all brown suit with a gray, like, spot with, like, gray bands around his wrists. And then one in a blue suit, a blue and, like, a lighter blue suit, like a dark blue with light blue arms, who has, looks like he's dripping water. And with that, I think it's time to end. My name is Paul Vander Eyden. You can find me on Amazon with Riverside City Capes and Cowls, which is the novel that inspired this podcast, part of the Riverside City Chronicles. You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/VanderHayden. where if you join, we can get you part, you know, access to the Discord channel. In addition to a couple other bonus rewards. You can find me on Twitter at CURUNIR471, and you can follow the podcast at RSCPod. Colin, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, as usual, I don't have any social media, but for something to plug, recently I've been watching a YouTube channel called Marco by Marco Frisoni NJM. He does some, if you're into miniature painting, he has a lot of good, interesting videos on how to apply classical art techniques to tabletop figures.
Sweet.
So, yeah, sure.
That's interesting. What do we got? Rob, what do you got?
You can follow me on Twitter at RSCPodRob. Passing down the mic.
I've been Mike. You can find me on Twitter at RSCPod.Mike. Have a good one, everybody.
Natalie, what you got?
I would like to plug a video game called Tenant. And it's like The Sims, but you fix up houses and you can take care of tenants and you can fix up a room and they'll grade you and they'll be like, they did a great job, or they did a really bad job. It's basically what The Sims was supposed to be, but then it ended up not being. So I think it looks like a cool game. Go support it. That's it.
Cool. With that, I think it's time to end. Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Later.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.